there's a lot of interest in people taking a bus down there.
Whitney Crispell is with Showing Up for Racial Justice. She's been part of demonstrations calling on Commissioner Elia to remove Palladino for his racist comments published last December about the Obamas.
We really feel strongly that if any student, teacher, administrator in Buffalo Public Schools had used the language that Carl Palladino did, if they've taken the actions that he did, they'd be gone. They'd be expelled. They'd be fired very quickly.
Crispell is hoping to be in Albany later this week for the hearing. But due to seating limitations, the Education Department is conducting a lottery. Those who put in a request should receive an email notification by 5 this evening.
So we're pretty frustrated that this public hearing, and I'm using quotations, public hearing, is being so tightly managed that it's going to be very hard for members of the public affected by Carl Palladino's racism to be there.
There are many that have strong feelings about this and want to have a presence there.
Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization co-chair Larry Scott put in his request for a seat at the hearing.
I think I know it's frustrating and people are losing patience, but I think the commissioner is exhausting all the due process steps to ensure that everything is legally in line. I think we're at that point where everything has been exhausted and it's time to move forward with the hearings and making a determination.
Thursday's hearing will begin to address the Buffalo School Board petition claiming Palladino violated executive session rules. He published information from the closed-door session revealing information on the teacher's contract. But the parent-teacher group and others have also filed petitions calling to remove Palladino.
You know, we're still kind of waiting to hear what the next steps are on our petition, if there will be a hearing for ours.
In a recent interview on the Capitol Press Room, Palladino said he expects a fair hearing, but if Elia removes him, he will go to court.
If Commissioner Elia decides that you should be removed from the board, what will your response be, and will you take legal action?
Oh, yes, we'll go to court.
Last week, Palladino filed a lawsuit against the school board and district, claiming his free speech rights were violated. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.